As the summer season nears, across Southeast, communities are trying to figure out how to handle an influx of seasonal workers from the lower 48 amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Sitka Assembly Tuesday unanimously passed an ordinance that puts more restrictions on those who could soon be arriving to Sitka for work as fishing season ramps up. It requires all essential workers traveling to Sitka, with the exception of critical healthcare workers, to quarantine for 14 days once they arrive. And any businesses bringing in employees must submit a plan detailing how they'll continue operating during the coronavirus pandemic without jeopardizing public health for the city administrator to review. Governor Mike Dunleavy last month ordered businesses to draft these mitigation plans, but so far the state hasn't released those plans to the public or to cities, said Sitka's administrator John Leach.
We were not seeing the action plans of any of the businesses that have seasonal workers coming in, whether it's a seafood processor, it's a dive company, anybody that had seasonal workers coming in, we were not seeing the action plans, and we would reach out to the state and we were told that the action plans were proprietary to the business and we would not be able to see them. That is the intent of our emergency ordinance, is to see those action plans.
But is Sitka's emergency ordinance legal? The state has allowed smaller towns with limited medical facilities the authority to create stricter barriers to entry. But in Wrangell last week, the assembly was considering a mandatory quarantine for everyone entering the town, but the state intervened. Wrangell's assembly voted the item down, wary of risking legal action down the line. And city attorney Brian Hansen wasn't sure how Sitka would fare if the state challenged its ordinance, which is much more stringent than current state health mandates. But he thought the city might have some authority.
But what this comes down to is that it's undecided on whether or not we could withstand a challenge by the state as to who has this superseding authority here.
Member Valerie Nelson thought the city might be going too far.
And I think what we're doing is an overstepping of bounds. I know people are afraid, and I know it's a pandemic. But I told you before, I survived measles, mumps, chicken pox. I survived cancer. I'm considered at risk because I have a compromised immune system. But I am responsible for my own self.
But Assemblymember Tor Christensen said if the state had followed through reviewing the business plans and releasing them to cities, the assembly wouldn't have to do this.
And I'm not particularly worried about the state saying that you're overstepping your bounds, because if they were doing their jobs, we wouldn't have to do it.
As of Tuesday, Sitka still had no confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Search Chief Medical Officer Dr. Elliot Brule spoke to the assembly, saying that figure didn't necessarily mean Sitkans should rest easy.
Because the reality is that this virus is circulating in our country, in the lower 48, at the highest levels of any place in the world. And yet we've performed over 450 tests in the last 6 weeks. We've detected very low levels here in Southeast Alaska. So that's a wonderful thing. It's also, I think, lulled us into a false sense of security.
Brule had recently penned a letter to the state calling on it to disallow local seafood processor Silver Bay Seafood's plan to bring around 450 workers to Sitka. During public comment on the ordinance, the seafood processor's CEO and President Cora Campbell said they would work with the city and, as part of their plan, would screen and quarantine workers once they'd arrived on the Silver Bay campus, and they'd likely stay there for the duration of the summer.
We'll have a closed campus this summer with strict enforcement, and we will have medical services available to us at the plant to address any issues that come up, because we understand that the community healthcare capacity in Sitka is limited and it needs to be reserved for the residents that you're there to serve.
And representatives from other seafood processors, lodges, and charter businesses spoke up. Several voiced concern that the ordinance was too strict in its timeline and would make it hard for them to get their seasons started. But several residents asked for the assembly to pass the ordinance, and some wanted them to go even further. Here's City Clerk Sarah Peterson reading a comment from Steve Ramp.
This ordinance is a great step forward in further protecting our health in Sitka, and I strongly encourage the assembly to pass it, regardless of what the state has recently told the community of Wrangell. Unfortunately, I think the ordinance still comes up short and believe all persons arriving in Sitka, employed or not, should be required to submit the protection plan called for in Section 2 of the ordinance.
Ultimately, the ordinance passed unanimously. It ends when State Health Mandate 10, which requires everyone traveling to Alaska to quarantine for 14 days, is lifted. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.